Hello, hello, and welcome to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. Welcome back to our show. It's been a week, been a while.
I'm sure you missed us.
I hope you missed us. That last song right there was Demi Lovato. The song was Confident. And I heard it in the trailer for Central Intelligence, so I was like, I have to play that song. It gets me pumped because I'm so excited.
It's a good song to start with.
Yeah. Looks funny. All right, Kyle, what do we have on the agenda for today?
For today, we are going to take our BuzzFeed quiz. And the quiz for today is, can we guess which type of high school student you were? So figure that out.
Doubt it.
And then after that, we are going to be doing our Would You Rather segment. So we have a list of 10 Would You Rather questions that we're going to go through. And then after that, you're going to do 60 seconds of sports, followed by our text message segment, and then finally ending with art and culture.
All right. Cool. So, Kyle, how was your weekend last weekend?
Yeah, it was...
Start off with that.
it was pretty good. I didn't do too much besides homework and just, I guess, relaxed and did homework. But it was pretty good overall. What about you?
I went out and enjoyed the sun. Yes, we had sun, finally.
We did, and that was great.
It was like a full week of sun, and over the weekend, too, which we never get sun over the weekend. So I went out and enjoyed that, and then I just did a bunch of homework, and back to the grind.
Yeah, coming up to graduation next month.
Mm-hmm.
Almost exactly a month away. We're like 5 weeks away, I think.
No,
six
please
weeks.
Don't tell me that. I have so much to do before then.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I actually just typed out a list of all the assignments I need to have done until graduation. So, like, it made me feel a little bit better inside.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's not bore our listeners anymore. Let's get them what they want. They want to hear the music. They don't want to hear us talk.
No.
But if you want to have any requests or if you'd like to hear anything, you can always call into the studio. Well, let's go ahead and take a little break, and then we'll come back and, the next song we're going to play is by JMR. It's called Doesn't Feel Human. This is a request by Kyle here. So.
Yeah, I like the song.
All right. We'll be right back. This is After Hours. Hey, welcome back to After Hours with Rami.
And Kyle.
Here on After Hours on the Mass Radio. Sorry, that's what I meant, on Mass Radio.
You're okay, Rami.
It's that time of day, you know.
It's okay. Just went over your head.
It did go over my head. I almost fell asleep a few times today in class, and I was presenting. All right. Kyle, what do we got on the agenda? What are we doing right now?
Well, now it's time for would you rather. Jeez, now you're making me screw up.
Sorry.
It is time for our BuzzFeed quiz. And for those of you that are just tuning in, the quiz of today is, can we guess which type of high school student you were? So we'll see how accurate this is, but we're just going to go back and forth and read the questions. There's only 7 questions, so let's get started. Question 1. What was your favorite time during the school day? Lunch, between classes, the gym, early in the morning, study period, or after school clubs?
Definitely lunch. Because then I like, you know.
Of course.
Lunch was like, not because I ate, like I didn't really care for, you know.
Yeah, school food's never good.
Well, no, I didn't have school food. I had home-packed food. My mom packed. Not saying my mom, like, made bad sandwiches or anything. I just, you know, it was a sandwich.
Yeah.
You can do. And I had the same sandwich all the time. Love you, mommy. no, I think what made my lunches the best was just hanging out with my buddies.
Yeah.
And knowing I had, like, one, maybe two classes left of the day, and then I was out of there.
Yeah, lunch. Yeah, I'm gonna say lunch. The lunch was definitely the best. It's just nice to be able to see all your friends that you don't have classes with. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Which reality show would you compete on? The Amazing Race, The Bachelor, Jeopardy, Survivor, Project Runway, or Fear Factor? Ooh, this one's a tough one for me. I'm between Survivor and Fear Factor.
I love Survivor. That show is so great. It would be awesome to be on it. I would totally do it.
My 8-year-old birthday party, when I turned 8, I had a birthday party that was Survivor themed.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it was fun. So I'm going to say Survivor because of that.
Okay.
I also wrote one year. I didn't write. So season two, there was like some contestant named Jerry that I absolutely despised and so did my family because she was just so mean and evil. And I, like, when she got voted off, I like literally cried with joy, like when I was eight. And my mom wrote to the Today Show in the morning because they would always have the contestant who was voted off on the show to interview. And they wrote in saying, you know, my 8-year-old son, Rami, cried with joy. And they read it on air on the Today Show. They're like, my 8-year-old son, Rami, cried with joy.
So you're basically famous now from the Today
Show.
Well,
they got my name wrong.
Oh, okay.
And then the lady was all like, oh, mom definitely wrote that. And they're like, oh, that probably. Duh.
Okay, I was going to say Survivor, but I'll try to mix it up. I'll say Fear Factor. That was my second choice. So.
All right.
All right, question 3. You've got detention. Wait, what? No. Oh, God, please, no. Aha, funny joke. No, I don't. Whatever. Aw, man. Again. It's fine. I'll get out of it. Or, good luck finding me.
I was definitely the paranoid little guy that was like, oh, no, not a detention, dude. No.
I can totally see that, too.
That was totally me.
I'm just going to say it's a funny joke because I was such a good kid in high school. I never got detention.
Yeah. Well, I was too, but that would have scared me. Anyways, where did you eat lunch at school? The main cafeteria, my favorite classroom, in the library, off campus, the bleachers, or the hallway? Hmm. See, it changed for me throughout the years.
Yeah, because once I got a driver's license, I would definitely go off campus.
They didn't allow us to leave campus.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't allow us to leave campus.
That sucks. What's
the
point?
I know. So freshman year, I ended up eating outside on the grass for a little bit and then started to rain. So we ate in the hallway upstairs and got in trouble for it because it was like the only place we could. And then the other 2 years, I ate in the main cafeteria. And then my senior year, I switched between the main cafeteria and our east campus. So I'm going to say the main cafeteria.
Okay. I'm going to say off campus because that's what I enjoyed the most.
did you bring your own food or did you go and buy?
No, I would go buy food or I would just go home because we had an hour lunch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it was nice. Alrighty. Which celeb are you hanging out with at prom? Jennifer Lawrence, Kanye West, Gina Rodriguez, Gwyneth Paltrow, Hugh Jackman, or Megan Fox?
I didn't even need you to finish that question. I already said Jennifer Lawrence.
I was thinking that in my head too, but but I'm going to say Megan Fox then because she's also really cool. I like her.
All right. Pick a gender neutral name for your first kid. Riley, Remy, Blake, Harley. What is that name?
That's Leighton.
Leighton? I've never heard of the name Leighton.
Or Leighton.
Leighton?
Yeah.
Or Thor. I didn't know you could. Thor sounds like a masculine name, though.
Yeah, not like a child. I don't see a child being named Thor.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say. I like Blake. I would say Blake's a cute name.
Alake. All right. I'm gonna say. Everyone's gonna think I'm gonna say Remy, but I'm gonna say Harley.
Harley.
Harley Carter.
Nice.
But I would never pick that name. I got my names already picked out, so.
Okay, that's good, Rami. Alrighty, what would you never leave for school without? My homework, my phone, my lunch, a book, my journal, or spare sneakers?
Spare sneakers?
I don't know why you need, maybe surf sports.
Sports.
Yeah.
Jocks, man. I would say my homework, because I didn't really have a good phone in high school, so I didn't really care at the time.
Yeah, mine would be a mixture. I would say either between my homework and my phone, but I'll say my phone just to mix it up.
I got Mysterious Loner. You were always on the fringe, never quite belonging to any particular group, but never really needing to either. Odds are you'll show up at the reunion all rich and important from being your bad self, and everyone will be super confused. Can't wait.
Good. I could see that being you.
You know, I kind of was a little bit. I don't know. Yeah. In a weird way.
Yeah. Alrighty, I got the cool kid. No surprise there. Ooh. Just kidding. Artists, as everyone wanted to be with you or be you, and even though you had a core squad, you always weaved in and out of friend groups often and easily. High school wasn't always easy, of course, but at least you were never lacking in friends.
And I see you got Gretchen Wieners.
Gretchen Wieners is the meme
oh
right next to it.
Oh my gosh.
Gretchen Wieners.
If you haven't seen Mean Girls yet, I'm going to find you because you need to watch that.
I don't know how you're living right now if you haven't seen Mean Girls.
Yeah, I will come to your house and I will give you my DVD, but then you have to give it back to me. You have to promise that. Because it is amazing.
It's pretty great.
All right. why don't we go ahead and take another little break here. And we'll be back with what?
With our Would You Rather segment.
All right. So this next song is... which one was I going to play? Oh, I Will Possess Your Heart by Death Cab for Cutie. We'll be right back. This is After Hours. Hello, and welcome back to After Hours with Rami.
And Kyle.
Here on Mast Radio. If you liked that last song, that was Go Getter Greg by Ludo. And if you want to hear more things like that, more songs like that, or you don't want to hear something like that ever again, and you want to suggest something to us, please let us know. Our phone number here is 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332. All right, Kyle, what's next?
It is time for some Would You Rather.
The Would You Rather time.
And so we have 10 Would You Rather questions that we will be asking. And yeah, feel free to join along, call in, post on our Facebook page on what you got, anything, all
that's
of the above.
Right, that's right.
So I guess we'll go ahead and get started. So first one is, would you rather babysit 3-month-old triplets for 4 hours or go without food and water for the next 24 hours?
So fast or babysit 3-month-old triplets for 4 hours.
That just sounds awful.
Well, not if you just put them all to sleep.
I mean, I guess hopefully
make them
sleeping.
All nap.
Yeah, make them take a nap. I guess you could do that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say because it's not good to go a full day without food and water. That's like really bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So I'm gonna say taking care of the triplets because maybe you'd have fun.
Okay, I guess I'll. Say that too. I'll say that too. Sure.
All right. Okay. Would you rather relive one random week of high school or watch the video of your own birth?
Definitely don't want to watch the video of my own birth.
Neither do I.
That would be terrifying.
Like, I mean, I've seen me as a baby and stuff like that in the hospital, but I don't want to watch the actual part, popping out, saying hello.
I don't think I just couldn't look at anything the same anymore.
Yeah, neither could I. Yeah. I'm going to say relive my week in high school.
Yeah, I would do that. It would be okay.
Yep. Yeah. I think I'd be sweet, man.
All right. So would you rather be able to play the guitar like a rock star or have anyone in the world willing to take your phone call? I would want anyone in the world willing to take my phone call because I would just call up celebrities all the time, go to parties, hang out. Nice events. It'd be pretty cool.
I'd rather play the guitar like a rock star because at that point in time, I'd be a rock star and then I could just call people all the time. They'd be like, hey, you want to come and play for our music video or for like our movie? And I'd be like, yeah, totally Ben Affleck.
Because Ben Affleck has music videos, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Did you see Dark Knight? I don't know. Or whatever. Batman versus Superman?
No, I did not see
Neither
that.
Neither did I. All right. Would you rather spend 2 months living in a nursing home or spend 2 weeks living? Or spend 2 weeks eating only from Taco Bell?
That sounds horrible. Eating from Taco Bell for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I don't want to die.
You're gonna get diarrhea for the next 2 weeks.
I'm gonna live in a nursing home because honestly, why not?
I think it would be nice.
I think they'd be cool old people.
Yeah, I mean, the food might not be the best, but...
Yeah, well, it doesn't say you have to eat that food. You could
that's
always
true.
Order
you
in,
could always
right?
order in. Boom. You just have to live there.
I just beat the system.
Yeah, I agree. I would do that, too. Plus, older people are fun to talk to sometimes.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Alrighty. Would you rather speak in public for 30 minutes or be without your car for 2 days?
I'd rather... Well, it depends on, like, how big the crowd is.
Yeah, I don't mind speaking in public. So.
I get terrified. Like, depending on how big the crowd size is.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Yeah, and it also depends on what you're talking about. If it's something I know, then I could be like, oh, yeah, totally, you know.
yeah.
Swimming. But I'm going to say I'm going to go without my car for 2 days because, you know, save gas money. Why not?
That's true. That's true. But see, I go to hot yoga every day.
Oh,
and I can't have people.
Carpool.
Yeah, I can't have people take me to hot yoga at 5:45 in the morning. They just wouldn't do it. They would hate me if I woke them up.
Hitchhike.
So, and speaking for 30 minutes, I could do it. It's fine. I'll just pick that one.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather have $1 million now or $50,000 a year for the rest of your life? Assume both sums after taxes.
Definitely $50,000 a year for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'd do the same. Because if you have the million, although with the million, you could just put it in the bank, but you'd chip away at it over time. But hopefully with the job you'd be able to do. I'm going to say $50,000 a year for the rest of my life.
Because it's a good security.
It doesn't say that it's from, like, you know, a job paying that. It just says, like, you're getting $50,000.
Yeah, kind of like the lottery.
Yeah, so getting $50,000 a year and then with the job, then you're going to be making a lot.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely I'd rather do that too. Alrighty, would you rather spend 1 year sailing around the world or 1 year living in the heart of London?
Honestly, I think I'd... Okay, I love boats, and I love to be on boats, but I can't be on a boat for that long unless I was, like, on a yacht or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd still even then say I'd rather live in the heart of London because I don't think I could be away from people for that long.
You heart could be with friends and family on your boat.
Yeah, but I'd get sick of them. I'd rather be in the heart
That's
of London
true.
For a year because then I could, like, you know, travel to other places in London, too.
That's true. I probably,
England.
Yeah, it would depend how big the boat is and how I can get away from the people I'm with, but yeah, I'll say London as well. I liked London. Alrighty, so last question for me.
I still need to ask a question. That was your question.
No, that was my question. Oh, that was my question.
Jeez, you cutting over
I'm
me,
sorry.
Man? What is this? Alright, that's a mean one, but would you rather marry someone who is attractive or rich? I'm going to say attractive. I don't care about rich, you know?
You're so shallow, Rami. Attractive. How shallow. I'm going to say rich because looks don't matter.
But money does.
It does. Looks don't pay the bills, Rami.
All right. But it's also the face you're looking to.
That's
all
true.
The time.
It doesn't mean they're ugly.
Day.
Doesn't mean they're ugly though. They're just not.
It's true. Well, it's your it's your take on attractive.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean, my take on attractive could be different from your take on attractive.
Yeah, probably.
Boom.
Is.
Ooh.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Alrighty. So the last question for me is: would you rather? Would you rather be riding coach on a transcontinental flight, caught between a fighting couple, or have a bee sting you on the face?
Oh, I hate bees. So I'm going to say stuck between a couple. In coach on a flight for a while.
Transcontinental flight. So it's going to be at least a 9-hour flight, 10-hour flight.
Yeah, I'd just take some, like, sleeping pills and turn on my music really loud, maybe turn on a movie.
Yeah.
And just pass out.
Yeah.
I don't want to get stung on the face. I'm a little weenie.
Oh, I'd rather get stung in the face. I could not deal with that. I'd probably end up being very aggressive towards the couple if I was stuck between them. So I'll say being stung in the face.
All right. Let me find, this is my last one now. This one might be interesting. Would you rather live for 6 months in a lighthouse accessible only by a 3-mile boat ride or live for 6 months in the most crowded room in a youth hostel?
Mm-mm. Never the hostel.
Never the hostel. I'm picking the lighthouse. The lighthouse would be so cool.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome, actually.
Yeah.
And the hostels are disgusting.
And the thing is, it doesn't say you have to be in there forever. Like, it doesn't have to say you have to, like, you have to live there, but you can leave it and then just go back and live there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I hate being surrounded by too many people.
Same.
I hate being in crowds when you're just so tight, and I couldn't do it.
I need my privacy, my personal space.
Yeah. Same here.
All right. That concludes our Would You Rather segment for today.
And if you'd like to let us know what you got, you can always post on our Facebook page, or you can call in at 253 253- 535-7332. So yeah, you can even give us a call off the air if you don't want to speak in front of or on the air with everyone else. Just give us a call while we're playing music.
That's right. That's right.
We do like the company. It gets boring with just us two.
Yeah,
in here.
I get tired of talking to Kyle.
Yeah. Sometimes we just talk to ourselves. Not really. Right. That was a joke.
Why don't we take a little break and we'll be right back. We're going to go ahead and play a Paramore, Misery Business. This is After Hours. We'll be right back. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mast Radio. All right, that last song was Greener by Tally Hall. They're actually a group I saw as openers for Guster when I was a kid. I guess when I was like 15. So is that technically
still a kid? Under 18.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
yeah, super good band. Really like them. Known for their weird music video, Banana Man. I'll play that one of these days. It's funny.
Yeah, that just sounds weird.
Oh, yeah. The music video is very odd. Okay. What time is it, Kyle? It's time for 60 seconds, right?
Of course.
60 seconds of sports.
We'll see if you can say all your sports facts in under 60 seconds.
Let's see. All right.
Whenever you're ready.
All right, so wide receiver Percy Harvin, who played for the Seahawks a few years ago, and before that I think he played for Minnesota, is now telling the Bills he is going to be retiring. Percy Harvin was like supposed to be really big here in Seattle, but he ended up not being so big. The Mariners season started, as I stated, last week, and now, in the beginning, they were looking really strong. Now they are 3-6, and we are actually last in our division, while LA Angels, the Los Angeles Angels, are in first place in our division. So hopefully we'll see some turnaround. We got a long season ahead of us. The next game is tomorrow against the Yankees, who are now 4-3. Martavis Bryant for the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver is out for the rest of the season next year due to drugs. He was caught with marijuana while other people are beating their wives and still playing. Tennessee Titans traded their number one pick to the Rams for a bunch of picks in the next year's draft.
And that's time.
Okay. Oh man, I had two other good ones.
I'm sorry, Rami.
Okay. Fine. Maybe I'll have to tell these ones next week or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rami, you didn't make it. I'm so sorry.
I know, I didn't make it. I had two good ones that are pretty important, so.
Now they're never going to know.
They'll never know.
Oh Rami. Geez. You should be disappointed.
I am disappointed.
Alrighty. So now it is time for our text message segment. So for those of you that have been listening before, this is where we read the last text conversation on our phone, excluding all text messages about our radio show. So I will go ahead and start this off. Okay. My last conversation was actually with my roommates. We were talking about going to trivia tonight, which is actually happening as we speak right now. It started at 7:30, but I told them I was going to be late because of the radio show. So yeah, so I'm going to be doing that until about 10:30 tonight. So it should be pretty fun. It's a 90s themed trivia, which is
ooh.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll do well.
You didn't live in the 90s like me. You did. my last text messages were talking to my friends, and we were just saying how so excited to hang out this weekend in Spokane. So, yeah, I'm driving up there tomorrow. Just a five-hour drive all the way over to Spokane.
Yeah, that actually sounds
terrible?
Pretty bad, yeah.
But it's going to be a fun weekend, just chilling with the buddies that I haven't seen in a while, so.
Yeah, well, that's fun. What are you guys going to do?
Stuff.
Good.
Go out, you know, food and drinks and stuff like that.
Nice.
Know. Yeah.
Should be good.
Should be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to hearing about this.
Oh, it'll be wonderful. All right.
All right.
And now what do we have for arts and cultures?
Yeah, so.
Arts and culture, I said. Culture is...
So for those of you guys that are aware of what's going on our campus, so we're in the middle of doing Grad Gift. And for those of you that don't know, Grad Gift is basically the senior class's gift to the university. And basically, it's just what they're leaving as a legacy and what people can remember them as. So for our grad gift this year, we're having two fundraiser events. The first one is the trivia night. That's tonight. And then the next event is going to be at The Haven, which is a butchered local bar nearby. And then we're doing a fundraiser there as well. So if you are in the area, you can always show your support at The Haven and help us raise money for our grad gift. And the ultimate goal for the grad gift is to have an endowed scholarship in the class of 2016's name. So the president of the university and his wife, they agreed to donate $100 for every 1% of the graduating class that donates money towards the graduation gift. And if they get 100% participation, so as long as everyone in the graduating class donates a dollar or more towards grad gift, the president and his wife agreed to give $25,000 to the university in an endowed scholarship in the name of class of 2016. And basically what that endowed scholarship would do is fund a scholarship for an incoming freshman every year, which would be really cool because we would be the first senior class to have a grad gift that is an endowed scholarship. So that'd be really awesome. So if you do go to PLU and you're a senior, you should definitely donate, and you can do that online. You can do that online on plu.edu, which would be really cool because I think, you know, it'd be just really awesome to have that as our legacy towards PLU. And then on top of that, like we mentioned last week, we have Lollapalooza coming up on Saturday, May 7th. So that'll be, yeah, so that'll be pretty fun. I'm really excited for it, actually. My roommate is going to be her first time going this year, and ooh, she's a senior. So she's had, she's in theater, so she's had shows all the other years during Lolla. So yeah, it'll be really fun. So cool. If you are in the area and around May 7th as well, it's open to the public, so you don't just have to be a PLU student. And yeah, should be fun.
All right. Sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
Well, that concludes our evening on After Hours.
I know. It is pretty depressing.
It always goes by so fast.
It does, you know.
Well, we wanted to say thank you all for tuning in. We will be back next week with more fun music, more fun quizzes, and Would You Rather segments, and more sports.
Yeah, and of course our charm, because you love that as well, I'm sure.
That's totally it right there.
That's totally it, you know. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have somebody who calls in
to
say hello to us.
Yeah, hint.
Ha, wink, wink. Well, no time for tonight, but next week for sure. All right. We're going to play one more song as our goodbye song. This is Tokyo Police Club, Citizens of Tomorrow. Thank you all. We'll see you next week. This is After Hours with Rami
and Kyle.
See you next week.